Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening.
Now, it's that time
Hello
of
there.
The week. It's Monday, so Suzanne Cain has walked in like a ray of sunshine as
How
ever.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. Happy Monday to you.
Thank
Lots
you.
To get through in such little time. We're like Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory. Right, let's start with tonight, TV3, 10 o'clock. Girlfriends. Now, Kay Mellor is one of my favourite people in the world. She created Fat Friends. Do you remember Fat Friends?
Yeah.
James Corden was in it. And from there as well, she went on and did an incredible series called The Syndicate, which was on BBC. So anything they're just the tip of the iceberg.
She's just good.
She's such an incredible writer, such an incredible creator. So tonight, TV3, we meet three women of a certain age, let's just say that. They're three best friends their entire lives. Sue, Gail and Linda. And they're witty to each other through thick and thin. They kind of just remind you of you and your mates, and then you're like, this is ultimately what we'll end up like, kind of. But through one thing and another, Linda and her husband go on a cruise and the husband goes missing. Now, everybody knows, the only person who knows where your skeletons are buried are your best friends. So they're the ones asking the questions. There's lots of twists and turns in the plot, but I promise you, if you're looking for
a comedy?
Do you know what? It kind of has a bit of everything in it. It's a bit dark. There's a kind of little bit of thriller-esque to it as well, that you're like, oh, okay, that was a bit weird. But then just the genuine relationships between these three women is just absolutely exceptional. And we talk about young women and, you know, the ways their girls kind of fall out and, you know, they're terrible friends to each other sometimes. Well, actually...
Frenemies.
Yeah, it kind of emulates where we should be going and what young women should look to for role models in friendship, because they're incredible and they really do know each other inside out. And you know, if you're in a bit of a bind,
so
and your husband falls overboard.
Yeah, Girlfriends tonight on TV3.
Girlfriends tonight, 10
that
o'clock
sounds like
TV3.
One for me.
You'll love that.
Yeah.
Right, RTE kicks off tonight, 7 o'clock, Monday through to Friday. It's the big week on the farm, or as I like to call it, my country education, because I don't leave the pale. I know nothing. But this week, we'll be heading down to O'Sullivan Family Farm in Dungarvan, County Waterford. 150 people go down to make up that that audience. It's a big serious, you know, job. You know this. You do stuff for RTE. You're Operation Transformation. You do big gigs.
I do, but I don't know.
Why are you not down on the farm?
I don't know much about farms.
Neither do I.
I kind of grew up in a housing estate. Do you know what I mean? Farms are alien to me.
Darkness is alien to me. You know, I'm terrible. I have to educate myself on cows and sheep. My son comes in. What's that? Not sure, son. I'll look it up for you though. But that's me, which is terrible. So I actually love this.
We'll get into
brilliant.
This, yeah.
It's such an insight, and they do it so well. So of course Ellen McSweeney's going to present it with Anya Lawler. Deirdre O'Kane is going to pop in. Alison Spittle has her new culture show this week as well, that kicks off. Sean O'Brien, who is the rugby player, and Lee Chin, who plays for Wexford, they're all going to be down, because they get random people on the farm, you know, they always bring somebody down. But there's hatching. Yeah, there's
chicks,
hatching.
Chicks, I'm trying
chicken.
To keep up.
Yeah,
yeah,
there's
chicks.
Milking going to go on, because they do. Now, in fairness, they do some really kind of, you know, weird competitions with the celebrities with Patchwork and whatnot. Yeah, there's hatching and calving and lambing all going on.
Nice.
Yeah. Now, hang on to your hat. This is, I don't say it lightly, but I swear to God, I think this could be my Netflix pick of the year. It's incredible.
You don't say that lightly.
No, I don't. Wild Wild Country. I'm 4 episodes in. I haven't even finished the 6 in the series. I have to give PJ Gallagher props for this, because he told me about it last week. It's been out since April. If you haven't seen it, you're missing your life. Have a little listen to the clip first.
Everybody felt they were there at the beginning of the great experiment. Like we were the chosen people.
I'm here in one of the largest ranches in the Northwest. Today, it's Rajneesh Puram, because a prominent Indian guru and his followers bought it.
Our vision was to create a community
based on compassion and sharing.
Bhagwan's agenda was simply to raise the consciousness of humanity. That was his goal.
America was land of promise. It was my conviction we will have no problems.
I don't think America has a place for these people.
This is making me nervous. That music's making me nervous. And then you tell me it's real,
it's
that these are real
based,
people.
It's based on a real story, true story. It's a documentary, Wild Wild Country. It's out on Netflix now. There's 6 episodes to it. Each are an hour long. It tells the story of Bhagwan Sri Ranish, who basically was a guru in India. And the commune, as it were, was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And they needed something that was more purpose-built to, you know, service 10,000 Sanishans that wanted to come and worship at the feet of Bhagwan. And they move over. They buy land that's like, you know, 100,000 acres worth of land that seemed completely unserviceable, that it was just, you couldn't go there. And they moved over. I don't want to give anything away because I promise you, you will watch the first episode of this and just be like, this cannot be real life. But just a quick overview. They had their own airport. They had their own police like system. This tiny little sleepy village that had, you know, an occupancy of 30 people. These people moved in, they infiltrated, and it becomes so sinister. Two episodes in, you'll go, not that bad. Four episodes in, you'll go, we're all going to die.
I'm afraid.
Yeah,
now.
So they talked to people who were involved in the commune, in the order, in the cult, whatever.
It's a cult, isn't it?
It's whatever which way you want to dress it up, but sit and watch it. But it gets, it's just, and it's run by, so Bakwan is the guy that they worship, but there's actually a lower level lady who is taking care of business, and I mean
taking
it,
care of business,
yeah,
in the real sense.
Unbelievable.
The movie.
Last but
everyone's
not least.
Talking about this.
I had to talk about it. I actually only got to see it a couple of days ago. Michael inside. We'll take a really quick clip if we have time.
Just keep your head down and you'll be okay.
I can't go through it with you.
We're not going to have any trouble with you now, are we?
Do you want to get to Chosley?
No.
Do you?
No.
If you try and disappear, you want to take it out with Michael inside.
The sentence only starts when you're released. Just watch.
You'll have to toughen up, Michael. You're not a kid anymore.
That's unbelievable.
That sounds very gritty.
So it's picked up every award across a lot of the Irish flags and the film festivals across. Michael inside, it's open in cinemas now. Michael, who's played by David Flynn, is arrested for holding drugs just for his friend's older brother, sent to prison for 3 months. I watched it and my face was sore watching it. It was so, because I was so emotional. I didn't realise how tense I was watching it, the emotion of it. And it's this incredible relationship between his granddad and him, and his granddad having to let go, and how one stupid mistake landed him into a world that will have ripples and repercussions for essentially the rest of his life, because he'll go in and serve 3 months, but there's so much that happens while he's in there. It's really raw, it's really gritty, and it's Irish, and it is incredible.
It's great to hear such positive reviews
it's
of an
incredible.
Irish movie too, isn't
it's
it?
One of the biggest, to be honest, I think it's one of the biggest films a year, and that's taking everything into account. It's unbelievable. Go watch it, I promise you. You will sit there tense, but it will blow your mind.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. As ever, that is Suzanne Kane, who will be back with me next Monday with all our top tips from Netflix movies and TV.
Thanks again for listening to this Lunchtime Live podcast. Please do subscribe via the app or on iTunes, and check us out on newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Talk to you again soon.